Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure. It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
You know, we're trying to move forth to have an awesome night tonight. This is our primetime show, Talking Sports Plus. We feel real good about coming before you tonight because we want to be the voice of historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We're aired on the first and third Wednesday of the month, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to be a part of this show because we're going to focus on just what's happening in historical black colleges, footballs, and university. We're going to focus on high school, what the playoff picture looks like in basketball at this point. We're going to step back and look at some of those championships that's already been decided. The title of tonight's show is The Season of Champions. We're at the point to be considered everything we want to see as a combination of working hard and getting to a chance to play in. And if it's the final 48, if it's the final 64 or 68, whatever it may be, you have a chance to get to that point because we're at that point now. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, then ask you to join us with your thoughts and your ideas about the topics we'll be talking about. I want you to think about, again, the title, The Season of Champions. Just think about that and where we can go, because we want your point of view as well by you calling in. You also can check the show out on by web link at www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. If you're interested in tweeting the show, you have that opportunity. You can tweet the show at the Smith Way Production along with at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with the K, underscore L, underscore Smith, at Elliot Darrell with the number 1, at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. On Instagram, we're really excited to have an opportunity to partner with others of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 is their handle. You can just connect with them, ask to follow them. Make sure you follow them and check and see what's going on because our shows are being broadcast on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville number 10 with the number 10 Instagram. We also broadcast on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. That's another opportunity on Instagram. Or President Dot Smith. You can check us out on that as well. See, we just have so many opportunities where you can be a part of this network. See, this is a true blessing. See, back in 2017, yes, 2017, God blessed us to be able to come up with, he blessed us with a vision. And that vision was where we was able to kind of, you know, light me down and gave me a vision of having a talk show where everybody can be a part of it. So you're welcome to join us. That's why I try to give as much information how you can connect with us. We always want you as a part of this. We want you to make sure you call in. We want you to, if not, email us. If you can't, if you can Twitter, you can also get a chance to follow us on Instagram and go back and forth. Our office number is, you can call our office. That's 334-467-7261. The office number is 334-467-7261. We just like for you to make contact. And if you have some ideas, have some thoughts, have people you would love to have them on this show, and you can listen to them and tell all the their fans and their friends and family to join us, we would love to have it. So we've looked to have an awesome time each and opportunity we get to come before you. Now, I want to share with you those individuals who take time to help me host this show and they're called co-hosts. Again, my name is Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, and as in the promo, you know, they call me Coach Smith. Dr. Lowe, love guru, the hardest working man in town on internet radio. We're so glad to have that that title, that brand, because it's opened the door for so many things that we want to do. Co-hosts that are joining us from time to time, you have the co-hosts. A young lady, she's a millennium. She's in Central Alabama. She's in an outstanding job with her middle school basketball team, girls this year. They ended up split, went at 7-7. That's 500. None other than Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We also have us joining another young lady who's an author, owner of a semi-pro men and women basketball team. She's a life coach, none other than Coach Sarita Duncan. Also join us out of North Alabama from time to time, a young man who's known as the King. He's known as the King because when he was at Chapman Middle School in Huntsville, Alabama, he won six girls' city basketball championship at the middle school level. Five boys basketball championship at the middle school level and two middle school football championship. This young man has been working hard. He's been grinding. He's taken that skill over to Madison Middle Academy over in Madison County, just west of Huntsville, Alabama. So we look forward to continue to see some great things from this young man. He's working hard to make sure he accomplishes something. That is Coach Tremaine King Edwards. Also joining us from time to time is this young man. He's doing some awesome things because we want to make sure we congratulate him in the way his team as assistant coach, which is Brantley High School boys basketball team, qualified to go to the Final 48. They played Monday. However, they wasn't successful in winning, but we want to applaud a co-host that working hard to make a difference in that community, but making a difference in the lives of young men and with the just everybody at the school, none other than Coach Marvin Smith. The next person I want to give a shout out to, this young man has been working with young people for a long time, coaching, principal. At this time, he retired with the Alabama High School Athletic Association as a social executive director in 2018, a young man that's making history and has made history. And we want to applaud our co-host, a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, that's Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. Also, let me not be, I'll be remiss if I don't say that Coach Marvin Smith is a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity incorporated. And last but not least, this young man is a radio personality. He's worked with if you can go in the Big KD, out of Montgomery, Alabama, and several other places throughout the state of Alabama, especially in Central and South Alabama. You can catch him on 94.1 at the 2 o'clock hour, that's Central Standard Time. He steps in and being a radio personality experience, share some things with him. We appreciate. That's why we're able to say we're here and been here since 2017. none other than the conductor of the E-Train, the Don King of all things, none other than a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. A shout out to Daryl E-Train Elliott. Thank you, Daryl, for all you do. We appreciate you. You were spotlighted recently with Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter, along with this week we have Brother Tony Stallworth being spotlighted. Brother Mark, Bob and Smith were spotlighted the first week. Brother Jerome Harris, Brother Jerome Sanders, all been spotlighted, doing awesome things. So we want to talk about Black history. These young people, these young men, and I still call them young, doing some awesome things in their particular field. So a shout out to you. We want to give a true shout out to Blue underscore Not Easy. We get a wave out Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. A shout out to Lisa Marie Smith Sherrod. Thank you for joining us. Look like I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Anthony Testow, Tony Stallworth, join us, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. A shout out to Faye Treadwell Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. A shout out to Joe M. Edwards Jr. Thank you so much, Joe, along with the other individuals joining us. We want to say this particular about before we begin to kick our show off. We want to say that Talking Sports Plus will also be aired, where you can go back and catch the on-demand episode on Facebook. And on Facebook, that's Facebook.com. We're being broadcast today on Facebook.com. That's Facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. You can check out our shows there. You also go to Twitter, and that's with just the radio station WBSW Internet Talk Radio, but we have underscores in between WBSW underscore Internet underscore Talk underscore Radio. Then also on Instagram, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Check us out, 1-5, you can check us out. So we're glad to be able to broadcast. We're very excited because WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers. The last time I stated was 21 countries. But since checking our data and checking how the network works with our radio station out of New York, we now have 24, and I'm going to say it again, 24 countries of listeners and watchers. Our recently added group was out of Poland, the Netherlands, the Dominican Republic. Just think about the voice. Think about expanding. The word is getting out. We're so excited. We'll give a shout out to Aaron.Rev. That's Brother Christopher Aaron Bennett. We'll say pastor and a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We have Sweet Red for sure. We give a shout out to Sweet Red for sure joining us. Thank you so much for taking time. Now let's get started with our show because it's a season of champions. And we want to focus and always spotlight historical Black colleges and universities. Before we do that, we still want to give the call out number to you. We want you to call in and share your thoughts, or just call in and listen to the show through Blog Talk Radio. You can comment on Facebook, Instagram. We would really appreciate you sharing your thoughts. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then truly ask you, to give your location. I need your location so we can chart our map. And if you want to give your name, it's fine. Then jump into the conversation with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith and co-hosts as they join us from time to time. Let's talk about historical Black colleges and universities. We don't talk enough about them, but we're at that time where we're talking about a season of champions. We're going to start off with looking at the results of the CIAA tournament, one of the most well-known tournaments in the country. people make it a big weekend. It was in Baltimore, Maryland this past weekend. And the men champion for the CIAA for 2022 was Virginia Union. Virginia Union defeated Fayetteville State University 65-62 to claim that CIAA 22 title. Tournament MVP was Jalen Seeger, led the way with 15 points, along with Darren Dixon, added 14 points. That's with Virginia Union. Crease Worthy had 13 points and 6 assists. Congratulations to Virginia Union University for their success in the CIAA 2022 Men's Championship and being crowned the champion. On the women's side, we'll give a shout out to Lincoln University. Lincoln University managed to hold off a tough Elizabeth City State squad. The score was 67-52 to win their first ever CIAA tournament championship. And as you know, those teams are for Division II will get a chance to get an automatic bid to the tournament. So congratulations for that success. Leading Lincoln University is a senior and CIAA Player of the Year, Brianna Brown, with 28 points and 6 rebounds. Congratulations to that community. Congratulations to all those teams that made it to the final but played in the tournament in the CIAA. And you ask your question, that's the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Congratulations again to Virginia Union for winning the men's championship and getting that automatic bid to the tournament at the March Madness, you would say. Congratulations to Lincoln University for winning the women's championship, and also to Fayetteville State University for making the game competitive on the men's side, and for Elizabeth City State for making the game competitive on the women's side. So congratulations to the CIAA for completing that tournament this weekend. Let's look at the SIAC, which is the other Division II conference of the historical black colleges and universities. Their championship tournament is set to start. Our start was Monday, February the 28th, and it should be go through the 5th. So it goes through this week to this weekend in Rock Hill Sports and Events Center in Rock Hill, South Carolina. The top men and women teams from the West and Eastern Division. On the men's side, the top team from the West is Miles College, which is from the state of Alabama in the Birmingham, Alabama area. On the women's side, Tuskegee University is the top seeded team in the women's Western Division. Then on the Eastern side, we give a shout out to Morehouse for the men. And for the women, we have in the East, Savannah State. All of these games, those league teams will be playing Wednesday, which is March the 2nd, which is their playing, they play today. So we want to applaud each and every one of those. This is the quarterfinals of the SI, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Championship, to decide who will continue with their season and get a chance to play in March Madness on the Division II level. Our next focus is looking at our SWAC. The SWAC standing, because they're still finishing up their games, this weekend was, and the tournament will be held in Birmingham, Alabama at Bartow Arena, March the 9th through the 12th. And on the women's side, Jackson State University women claimed the 2022 SWAC regular season champions with a mark championship with a mark of 15-0. That's Jackson State University. Congratulations, Jackson State University women, for a perfect season to claim that championship. So they will be the top seed division for the SWAC Southwest Athletic Conference tournament that start on the 9th, which is the Cricket Southwest basketball tournament that'll be held in Birmingham. On the men's side, they're still fighting to see who's going to end up the top seed. The two top teams that are leading everybody else, you have in the number one slot, you have Texas Southern leading with a 12-4 record. Second place, you have Alcorn State with 11-4 record. So the completing of the weekend and the game they have left will determine who will be the top seed and who will be second. So check out the SWAC, more or less the Cricket SWAC basketball tournament in Birmingham, Alabama on March the 9th through March the 12th. We're still working to get more information dealing with the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Let's understand that the SWAC, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference, the winner of the tournament get an automatic bid to March Madness. The MEAC winner, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, get an automatic bid to March Madness. So they're still playing it out. The tournament starts on the 9th, so that's next week. So because the women's dealing with Jackson State had a perfect season, even with the 3 or 4 games they have left, they still wouldn't fall enough to lose their number one standing. So they was crowned early as regular season champion. The next thing we want to focus on is the Coach's Corner, but we want to be a part of it by calling in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. You can give me your name, and then I look forward to conversating with you about the season of champions, our title tonight, and what's going on in historical black colleges and universities. Try to spy certain things. Want to give a shout out to BJ Jefferson out of the great state of Tennessee that's joining us. Thank you, BJ, for taking time to join us and have an opportunity to call in and share your thoughts as well. If you want to type in your comments, you have your questions, you have that ability on Instagram and on Facebook. So if you have questions, please put them in so we'll be able to respond. At this point, I'm here by myself, so I'll be able to respond. And as soon as any other co-hosts call in, they'll be able to join me as well. The Coaching Corner, as I left that statement to go and make sure I give you that number so you exactly know how to contact us and be a part of this show. Discuss why academics come before athletics. This question, this discussion came up because there's, in some areas, some of us have forgotten how important academics is to athletics. Sometimes I've encountered people who have put athletics ahead of academics. But you run into a problem there because there have to be some guidelines in our schools, in our university, that allow players to be able to reach the goal they're there for. They're there for a high school diploma in high school, and they're there for a college degree, even though some of them take another route after participating. For example, in football on the college level, you can play 3 years, and then you can put yourself in for the draft. In basketball, you can play 1 year or go into the European League or just don't play in. And that after that 1 year, you can put your name in the draft. but academically at these universities to fall out of the NCAA or the various high school athletic associations, whether it's Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, you must put academics first. So one of the most important things as parents, guardians, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, that you share this with your family. It starts at home. They have to perform at a level so they can be able to function in the setting, in the arena, on the football field, on the diamond, on the tennis court, on the golf course, or wherever it may be. They must perform at a high level. When I say a high level is when you're required in high school, for example, when you go into high school and performing, you have to have those five, start off in middle school with the 5 and the 7 overall average, which is a C, or depending on where you are, you might have a 73, might be a C. And you have to have the 4 core classes, and you want to have one elective. And when you move up to the high school, the 9th grade, you're going to have to complete 6 of the courses, which is form is a core, called a core, your English, your math, your science, and your social studies. And you have 2 others, and you must have a 70 and above average to compete from year to year. So academic comes first. Doesn't matter what type of athlete, how you've been patted on your back, how you've been told how good you are. If you don't do it in the classroom, we're going to have a problem. You're not going to be able to play. From my personal experience as an assistant coach, as a head coach, in each level, head coach in middle school, junior high, in high school, in football, basketball, baseball, track. I had it all in the 30-plus years. One of the things we stress is academics. We set up time when students got out of school that they could go to a study lab and work on those assignments they need to work on. We'll give a shout out to Daryl Baker. That's MCDBake_1848, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother, for joining us. We set up times to give our students an opportunity to work on their work. We have skull sessions where we're working, and some of the players are helping the teammates. The ones that are doing well can help those ones that are not doing well. Your team as well. So academic is the number one priority, and I want us to continue to. On the college level, we have study labs. We have tutors. We have individuals that's working with you. You have a compliance officer on the college level. Compliance officer responsible for you making sure you meet that requirement. Now, understand basket weaving. You can't major in basket weaving. If you have a major, you have to be working toward sufficient enough to meet that requirement or a C and above average. You cannot take all those basket weaving classes. You have to work on classes and courses that moves you toward a degree. A lot of times you haven't heard, and only sparingly, that players that had a wonderful year and played all in the fall, especially in football. You see it more than football. When they get to the end of the semester and the grades come out, they didn't do well, so they can't participate in the bowl game if there's a bowl. That's because they didn't meet that requirement that the NCAA put, that you have to have at least a 2.5 in your classes that leads toward a degree. So you just can't go take basket weaving. You have to work on those classes. There's a lot of resources that's available. So academic is first, athletic is second. And we have to keep that in our minds and keep it on our minds, that academics is first. So from the coach's corner, we just wanted to have a little talk about that, because we're getting to the point where a lot of the sports and major sports, football and basketball and volleyball and other things are coming to a conclusion, and some kids will not participate in the spring sports. But you got to continue in those books. You have to inspire your family members. Check on them, whether they're your son, your daughter, your brother, your cousin, your nieces, your nephews, you'll be in the, you know, whoever it may be. Check on them. Say, you perform well on that, but how is your academics? Because if they don't meet the mark and have that six core classes or six core of classes, which form as your core, C-O-R-E, and two electives, and have a 70 and above average or a C, they will not be able to perform next year. Once they became cleared academically in the fall, that lasts all year, lasts until May. I mean an academic year. Once that academic year old, when you get ready to submit again, they must have that six and that C average. Passing four core, you can't fail one and try to offset it with a elective. It don't work. Same way in college. You have to work on the courses that's in your degree related or concentration area so you can be eligible to participate in athletics. So academic is first. The next focus we want on is some high school. I truly know my frat brothers. That's Brother Tony, Touchdown Stalwart. He's on the stream. He's been on Facebook, knowing to come in and run off some things dealing with the high school. But I know up in Birmingham is the final 48, and they're getting down to the fourth day coming up. And I know he's been up there. We appreciate it. He can give us some coverage the next time he's able to get on the show. But I just wanted to run over some high school and middle school storylines, because it was some awesome things I really truly was important enough to talk about as coaching milestones. We always try to give a shout out to those interviews. I said earlier, one of our co-hosts, assistant coach at Brantley High School, that's Brother Marvin Smith at Brantley High School Bulldog, with the staff, the head coach, and the team was able to advance to the Alabama High School Athletic Association State Basketball Tournament, which is the Final 48 in Birmingham. They played on Monday. However, they didn't get a chance to advance from Monday. We truly, truly give them a shout out. They lost to Decatur Heritage 42-38, but they gave a valiant effort. Coach, Brother Marvin Smith, and the community of Brantley High School, including all the staff, all the administrators, the head coaches, and all the children, all the young people, the parents, and the community, congratulations for successfully getting to Birmingham. But in the process, it wasn't like somebody handed it to you. You had to take the step by winning your area tournament, if not placing where you're able to get to the regional or the sub-regional. And then winning the regional, congratulations to Brantley, to be able to play in Birmingham on Monday. We said, hurrah to you all. Keep your job up. It's a good job. Keep doing the job. Be the best you can be. And we look forward to seeing you doing some awesome things in the future. The next individual we want to truly, truly give a shout out to is over there in Otagaville. Otagaville is the defending 1A championship at Alabama High School Athletic Association basketball divisions. The 1A champion from last year, and they're in right to repeat. I had to make sure I go check because I was trying to read all of them today. And they took on Covington Christian. The last time I looked, I saw they were ahead in the ball game. That was Monday. So the championship game will be played coming up on tomorrow, I believe. so Starworth can give me that information. But for them winning the championship last year and had a chance to go back, there was a returning champion. And what, however it ended up being, the idea that you won the one last year, you had a chance this year, that's all you had. Congratulations to Otagaville community, Otagaville High School, and staff over there, the players, the administration, the coaches, the community. Congratulations. That is spotlight, and that's a milestone, being able to go back and repeat. And the next spotlight moment is so important because it adds to where our direction of coaching is going. We want to use this as a time for historical. We talk about Black history. Black history is all the time. It's all year. It's not just 1 month. It's all year. We have to keep that in mind. A historical moment in the Alabama High School Athletic Association. I stand to be corrected, but I'm going to say this. The moment is that Coach Courtney Ward of Park Crossing High School, head boys basketball coach, was able to take Park Crossing, who lost today, to Birmingham to compete in the Final 48. Maybe it's been a time before, but I know I've been around a long time. This is the first time that a female coaching a male team have taken that team to the Final 48. So that's a historical moment. That's history being made right before your eyes. Congratulations to Park Crossing High School, the community, to the teachers, to the faculty, to the staff, the administrators, the players, the coaches. Congratulations, because not only did the boys go, the girls, Park Crossing girls, also had a chance to go. Both teams lost today, but that's a great run. They're still recognized as regional champions. They represented that region, whether it was the Southeast region or the Southwest region, to be able to go to Birmingham, but to have that historical moment. The school just started. Now, I'll applaud another school in Montgomery for making that move 2 years ago. That was Jefferson Davis High School, which is in the 7A largest level. They was able to hire the first female to be the head coach of a boys basketball team on the high school level. And she was competitive, and she's still competitive. She's also the former head girls basketball coach who won a state championship at Jefferson Davis High School, and now she's the boys coach. So history before our eyes. Congratulations to Coach Knight over there at Jefferson Davis High School, head boys basketball coach, and to Coach Courtney Ward, head boys basketball coach at Park Crossing High School. Congratulations to each and every one of you all. The next thing we want to definitely spotlight is those schools that are sending both their boys and girls. I just mentioned Park Crossing High School sent both their boys and girls team to Birmingham to compete. We have Lynette High School, and this is their fourth time sending their boys and girls team to Birmingham. St. James High School sending their boys and girls team over there to Birmingham, up to Birmingham. Lib Huntsville boys won the 5A state championship last year and going in an effort to try to repeat for this year. Boys and girls, the girls getting a chance to go for their first time, but both of them are gone this year. You have Plainview High School, also sending both of their team boys and girls. And South Side of Selma, both boys and girls are heading to Birmingham to try to win a state championship. We also want to recognize a team that is reigning championships after championship. At the Class 6A level, the girls, we want to give a shout out to Class 6A girls from the girls champions, Hazel Green, who comes in this tournament with a 57 game winning streak. And they have won 4 consecutive state championships, and they're working on number 5. Coach Tim Miller up there, who at one time was coaching in Montgomery, Alabama, at Jefferson Davis High School, who won a state championship at Jefferson Davis High School, has 4 on his belt there. He also coached, if I'm not mistaken, I think maybe Bob Jones, one of the other schools, took them up there and gave them a chance to be competitive as well. So that is a moment and spotlight moment. We want to give a shout out to Hazel Green High School out of North Alabama. They won the last 4 Class 6A state championship, have a 57-game winning streak. Now, think about that. That's 4 years, because, you know, 3 years, because you can probably play about 25, 26 games. And to be able to have that streak going, we'll applaud Coach Tim Miller and the Hazel Green community involving where the school is involved, the staff is involved, that they are making a difference. They are doing some awesome things up there at Hazel Green. Coach Miller, keep grinding. Keep making it do what it do. Also, we want to give a shout out to the returning champion from last year. Before we do, we're going to wave at Pitt D9. That is Coach DP, Darryl Pickett, member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother, for joining us. On the boys' side, for the returning champions, you have, I mentioned, Lee Huntsville boys in Class 5A. You have Toggerville in 1A. We have Hoover in the 7A girls. Hazel Green in the 6A, I just mentioned, girls. Prattville Christian in the 3A. Girls, Pasco in the 2A, and Skyline in the 1A. All are back fighting for a championship. We say, keep on grinding. That's our hashtag. Make it do what it do. Bring home a championship. You have an opportunity, because you can't win one when you're at home. But when you're up there, Final 48 in Birmingham, Alabama. The schedule continue on where some championship games will be starting tomorrow in night session, starting at 4:30. And then it'll continue all the way to Saturday night. Now, I'm mistaken you. I know you have your 6, 7, 8, the larger class that will be wrapping it up on Saturday night in the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center, BJCC, check them out. Give a shout out to Miss Bush EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we're going to make sure we get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location and ask you to join us with the conversation. We are down to about 15 minutes, and we want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to each and every one of those listeners as they took time to break away from their busy schedule and be a part of this. As I say, we added 3 additional countries to our listening and watching audience. As I mentioned, the Netherlands, Poland, and the Dominican Republic are the 3 additional countries that's joining to make it 24 countries of watchers and listeners. We're going to keep doing what God has blessed us to do. I go back to 2017, September. We had our first show on the 25th of 2017 of September. It was talking sports, real talk about sports, which is now Talking Sports Plus. Prime time. And we're so glad to evolve to where we are today, to have those many other shows. On our Monday night, we have Talking Real to You Prime Time, aired at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then on the second and fourth Tuesday, we have the Dr. Lowe show that's aired at 7 o'clock. On the first and third Wednesday, you have Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. And then on the second and fourth Thursday, you have the Love Cafe. And also you have on an hour later, this is a 6 o'clock show, that we have the Love Cafe. And at 7:30, we have the Shannon Show. It's known as the Minister Shannon Show. It's aired on the fourth Thursday. So we're really excited. Then on it alternates sometime for our Balling with the Doc on Friday. It's a 3 o'clock scheduled show, and it's one time a month we do it on one of the Fridays we select. We look toward doing it on the fourth Friday. And then on the third Sunday, Tell the Truth at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're so glad to be blessed with an opportunity to share things with you. We're so happy. God has been so good to us. Tonight, we was talking about a season of champions. You heard about all the opportunities through basketball on middle school level, on the high school level. We didn't mention any middle school tonight, but a high school level. But in time to time, we do talk about middle school. And on the historical black college and university level, we have to make sure we share the season of champions. It's been awesome, and I want to run through a shout out for all those individuals that took time. We had Lisa Marie Smith-Sherrod join us of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Anthony Touchdown Tony Stallworth, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and co-host of Talking Sports Plus Primetime. Faye Treadwell Smith, member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Joe M. Edwards Jr. B.J. Jefferson, thank you so much. We also have Blue_NotEasy, joins the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Aaron.Rev, which is Brother Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Sweet Red for sure. Thank you, Sweet Red for sure. Thank you so much. MCDBake_1848. Brother Daryl Baker of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Picked 9, Coach DP. We call him DP, but it's Daryl Pickett of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. And Miss Bush EDS of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We want to give all of you all a shout out and say thank you for taking time to be a part of this we want you to always keep in mind, give your family members a hug. Tell them you love them. Let them know you love them. We're still in challenging time. The pandemic may be ceasing enough where we can take our masks off, but that's a choice you have to make. I'm going to keep my eyes on. And that's a choice I have made. Fully vaccinated, but still I'm going to keep my eyes on. You make your choice. Think about your family members. I get caught where it may spring back up and then you be like, okay, I let my guard down for a second. Give a shout out to Carol Davis, who's joining us as well. Thank you so much, Carol, for taking time to join us. It's been awesome, man, I tell you. Again, give your family member a hug. Tell them you love them. Hashtag responsible. Still, we need to be responsible. This pandemic is not an endemic yet. Let's continue to protect one another. Hashtag keep on grinding. That's what I said to all of those high school teams. Keep on grinding. If you did not hit the mark and win to get to the championship, if you made it to Birmingham, that was one mark. To win it, there's another opportunity to get even better. Hashtag is a mindset. Always remember that. The next thing you always have to keep in mind is communicate for understanding. It's what makes the world go round. Make the world go around. Communication. Effective communication. Listen first, talk second. And last but not least, God has blessed us to be here one more time before you. I'm ecstatic. I'm excited. And all I can give him the highest praise. That's hallelujah for allow me to sit in this chair one more time. Allow me to operate these boards, these devices one more time. And we want you to keep in mind our schedule. Next week, we got a Tuesday night show, which is the Dr. Lowe show. We will have a Tuesday day show, the Dr. Lowe neighborhood. I didn't forget that one. I want to make sure I get it in there. And on Thursday, we'll have the Love Cafe. And we're going to keep on grinding on this end. Let's make it do what it do. Have an awesome rest of the week. Unless you go into the weekend, be careful. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family members. Because truly, truly, I want you to know from my heart, I just want to let you know that I truly, truly, I love you. I'm not only going to just give you the L's and let you know that's my heart. I love you. Take care of yourself and your family. And as we close out, like I always do, I am always excited about being blessed one more time to be here before you.